uninterrupted.
Great.
Yeah, the other day we thought we were playing a full song.
Hey, it's Border Crossings. We welcome you once again to the Voice of America. This is where you can hear all your favorite music and music from some new names in the music business. Emily Hearn is on tour promoting a brand new album called Hourglass, and she joins us on today's Border Crossings. So hang around. It's going to be a great show. Welcome to Border Crossings. My name is Larry London. We have a music star in our studio. She's a singer and a songwriter, and she's on the road for a brand new album, which is called Hourglass. We welcome to Washington, D.C. and Border Crossings, Emily Hearn. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here, and congratulations on the new album. I know this is an exciting time for an artist to put out their very first album.
Yes, thank you so much.
And how long have you been working on this? I guess it took a while to put it together.
Yeah, albums, full-length albums in particular, take a lot longer to make than, say, an EP. So I put out a 5-song EP last October that only took a month or two to really put together. But this full-length album took a little over a year. And it was it was intentional. I mean, they normally take about a year, but we ended up pushing the release a little bit to make it more special. So I'm excited.
And your story is an interesting and special story. You come from a small town. And I assume, because I didn't ask off-air, but I'll assume this is your husband,
yes.
The man who helps to collaborate, create, produce, write everything with you, and kind of the inspiration for a lot of what you do.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Michael and I met on a blind date on Valentine's Day in 2011, and he was in a different band at the time, actually, and I was playing heartbreak songs all over the place, and eventually I roped him into my band, and we started writing songs together, and it's been about... How long? Like 3 years of doing that together?
Yep. Been married for 2.5.
Yep.
And I guess when you're writing songs, and now that you're married and he's a very much a part of your career, you can't write heartbreak songs anymore because the alarm lights will be going off.
Exactly. Well,
what's up? What are you thinking this? What are you feeling that? Who's that about?
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah. We do a little bit of co-writing with other people. So, I mean, when we write together, we normally try to focus on songs that are about us or songs that are about people that we know. But sometimes I like as an exercise, or it's fun and therapeutic for me to write about other stories, other people's lives. And so I guess heartbreak songs could still come into play, but they wouldn't be about us.
Yeah. And one of the songs that you wrote early on was written together on vacation in Michigan.
Yes. Well, it was sort of vacation. We were on tour, on a big long tour. So we had like 3 weeks on and then 1 week off in Michigan. So we treated it sort of like vacation, but it was very snowy and cold. And I had written a bunch of songs that I did not like up until this point. So we were like, this writing trip needs to be special. And I remember we wrote the three really foundation songs for this album. So we wrote The Oak Tree first. We wrote the song that's the last song on the album, Worth Fighting For. And we also wrote Thank God You're Holding Me. So those Very are three nice. Of my favorites.
And I am a Michigan boy. I grew up in Michigan. Interlochen is not the first place to come to mind for inspiration for songs.
No, I mean, I've heard that it's beautiful in the summer, but we were there in February, so it was very cold. And you hear some of the lyrics kind of have colder feelings. I mean, Worth Fighting For has a couple of lyrics that say frozen lake and all that kind of stuff. So it's very much inspired by the cold.
Well, we're going to talk more about this new album and the songs and the process, and also a special star in one of your videos. We'll talk about that as well. But we're going to ask you to do a song for us now, if you wouldn't mind, Emily Hearn,
yes.
on Border Crossings.
This song is called Waking Up Again. It's not waking up.
sounding great. Emily Hearn.
Thank you.
Live on Border Crossings. It's TV, radio, and streaming on the web.
Yes.
In our cameras, who are in our studios right now. But thank you for coming by and doing this for us. Now, it's amazing you use the whole thing, the looping, the technology. You put it all. Is this part of the stage show, too, that you do the looping and everything?
Yes, it is. We actually have tried. We made a full band album, mm-hmm. and we're touring mostly as a duo. So we were like, how are we going to play all these parts? So we figured out a way to use all of our limbs at once and do the looper. We have a sample player, the keyboard, the stomp box. So we just kind of pass it around. It's
technology
really
fun. Is wonderful. I mean, mm-hmm. it's you know, widened the whole industry. You can do so much more and be very creative these days with all the different things and the tools and the toys.
Yes, it's really fun. It's the most fun to me.
Now, it's an interesting career choice. I know you kind of got started a little later, you know, mm-hmm. from what I read, that you didn't write your first song until you were already in your teens,
yes.
late teens, and then you made a decision a few years ago, this is what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. Interesting choice for somebody who suffers from stage fright.
I know. I thought the same thing for the first few years. But somewhere along the way, I really just fell in love with performing and with writing and I actually always wanted to write books, so I went to school at the University of Georgia to study journalism, and I started writing songs not to play for people, just kind of processing my own feelings. And then Athens, being a very music-friendly town with tons of venues, I started playing, and before I knew it, kind of years went by, and I was playing in more states, and now I tour nationwide.
And it's interesting. I talked to several different artists who have also dealt with overcoming some, you know, insecurities about mm-hmm. performing in front of large audiences and made it in the music business. And one most notable, Beyonce.
Really?
Who's created the alter ego Sasha Fierce.
Wow.
I mean, you know, something that helps her escape any insecurities that she might have. Do you have an alter ego? Have you ever thought of another part of Emily that you kind of turn to before you go on stage when all those faces are staring at you?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. When I was first starting out, I had this sort of alter ego that I called Emmeline Flowers. And actually, my publishing company is called Emmeline Flowers now. So, but I don't really channel like my inner Emmeline or anything. I mean, I just liked the name at the time. And I felt like if I could be someone else, then maybe I wouldn't be so nervous. But it's all, I mean, I think that once you kind of accept that what you have to say is just a part of who you are, and that's all you can do, that's all you can be, is just be yourself. And so I think that over time I've stopped caring so much about the negative thoughts and learned to appreciate the positive thoughts that I get from people. Mm-hmm. So it's worked out.
And you have a great sound too. I mean, there's not enough of the actual singer-songwriter sounds right now. It's very, you know, we talked about technology. It's all electronic, mm-hmm. Dancey stuff these days on the radio. But your sound is very nice.
Thank
very,
you.
Very raw, very down-to-earth, organic.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, it's true. I enjoyed the CD Hourglass, and I know your fans will too. Around the world, do you plan to tour internationally?
I want to. So that's the next goal. This is our first real nationwide tour. Our first tour that we do all at once. So we hit the West Coast earlier this month, and now we're going up the East Coast. But next goal is a Europe tour.
Oh, wonderful.
That'd be awesome.
Now, you filmed a video with one of the most famous comedic actors around, Bill Murray. Now, and he was, you know, very funny in the video, creative. You know, it looks like you let him do his own thing to an extent. So how did you get Bill Murray to perform in your music video?
Well, I actually just submitted my song to a film company, and they were trying to get into music videos, and so they were just looking for someone to do a song for free. And so I submitted, and my song won, which was really exciting. And my friend Mark Bryan, who lives in Charleston, was helping us out, kind of managing everything, and he is friends with Bill Murray. And so I didn't even know this at the time, and I didn't know really anything about the video. So I get down to Charleston, and they're debriefing me the night before, and they just mention, oh, we might have a celebrity guest. We've invited Bill Murray. Who knows if he'll be there? He just kind of shows up when he feels like it. But he showed up and he brought coffee and he was really nice. You definitely expect him to be funny, and he was, but he was also just so nice and fun to be around. We hung out for about an hour, and after we wrapped on this music video, about 6 months later, he came out to one of my shows. So I really kind of feel like we're friends.
Well, that's great. Not everyone can say that. So that's super when you got somebody like Bill Murray, you know, enjoying what you do and starring in your videos. Yes. Emily Hearn is with us here on the Border Crossings today. It's Hourglass, the name of the debut studio album. And you said you have a couple of EPs or an EP.
I do. I have two EPs and one other full-length album that I've released over time. But this is my favorite.
This is your favorite. Now, what is different about this from what you've done in the past? Is there anything musically you thought, let's change it up a little bit, approach it differently?
Yeah, absolutely. I've written a lot about love in the past, and I love love songs. I think that those are some of the most special songs and the most touching songs that are out there. But having written a lot about love in the past, we wanted to touch on other subjects in life. And there's definitely a few love songs on there, but it's also a wider range of topics. And it actually turned into something, even though this wasn't always the goal, it turned into sort of a commentary on growing up. So it's a lot of emotions, but not all love emotions, which I'm excited about.
Great. Well, we'd like to hear another song, if you would be willing to sing for us and perform. Emily Hearn here on Border Crossings today. New key.
Here we go. This is called The Oak Tree.
Kicking the dust up, I'm wearing out my shoes. I can't make my mind up, I've got too much to lose. I'm old enough to leave home, but way too young to know what I should do. I'm treading water, I'm trying to keep my head above the ground. Come with me up to the oak tree. Time will stop for us again. Look back, remember when. Yeah, we were just 18 under the oak tree. Safer than we'd ever been. Hold on to innocence. Where has the time gone? I'm old enough to leave home, but way too young to carry all the blame. I'm treading water, I'm trying to keep my head above the ground. So would you come with me up to the oak tree? Time will stop for us again. Look back on. Time from running out. stop for us again. Look back, remember when. Yeah, we were just 18 under the oak tree. Safer than we'd ever been. Hold on to innocence. And we were young. Oh, we were young. And we had time. Oh, to be young. Oh, to be young. And to have time.
It's Emily Hearn. She's here on Border Crossings today on tour for Hourglass, which is the new album. And you are compared to Taylor Swift. How does that feel when you hear that comparison?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's an honor. Mm-hmm. I love her. I think that she's the most fantastic songwriter and a great role model for a lot of people. And so that is an honor.
Now, I understand from the things I've heard about you that writing is what you did first and mm-hmm. foremost. Did you ever see yourself as a singer? Was that part of the plan for you? Or,
well, I sang some solos in church when I was young, and I was always terribly shy. So I don't think that anyone ever thought, you should be a singer. I think that they were, most people from back home, which is Griffin, Georgia, are surprised that this is what I do. But I don't know. I have always loved to sing, and I've always loved musicals, and I've always tried out for plays. Can't say that I got any leading roles or anything. So it was really something that happened just a little bit later in college, really.
Are you still writing books, too? Because you said you'd like writing or yes. wanted to be a book writer. Are you mm-hmm. writing books? What are you writing about? And
well, actually, right now, I'm not writing a novel. I'm writing a travel book because mm-hmm. we do a lot of traveling. And
right.
so we have a really fun time finding the best food and the best, I mean, donuts are one of our things, but also the best ways to be active in certain cities, like the best parks or the best bike rides. So I'm writing a little compilation of my favorite cities and my favorite things to do in those cities.
Mm-hmm. Now, it must be difficult when you do everything together. Everything. And the love is great, and it's been, you know, it's new love. It's a few years, but you do everything. You work together mm-hmm. and you play together.
Yeah.
How do you find me time? How do you separate? Or do you
well,
at this
it's,
point?
It's pretty funny because a lot of our friends who are newlyweds are struggling to find time to spend together. And we actually have to set aside time to spend apart. Mm-hmm. We have to be really intentional with our time that when we're working together, we make time for dates and that kind of stuff. Because working is totally different than mm-hmm. like having a relationship. But we have some intentional separate time.
Any talk about a family? Is that part of the plan? For
of course.
The
it's part
future,
of the plan, but
future?
Probably the distant future.
The distant future. Now, how did you two meet? I know it was at college, but were you both doing music at the time? Is that what drew you together? What was it? How did you come together?
Yeah, I was playing in a band. We were actually, the band I was in was playing a show in Athens, and the band that was opening for us was apparently, there was a friend of Emily's that was in that band, and so she was at the show and bumped into our only mutual friend, the only person that we both knew in town, and I think they ran into each other like a couple times that same week, and eventually I think he said, hey, you know, can I give your number to Michael? Because, you know, I know him, he's a great guy, whatever, and so he literally set us up, and we went out on Valentine's Day, which was kind of an accident, but turned out to be okay.
Well, that's great. You know, and a lot of couples fight over, you know, who left the towels, the wet towels in the bathroom, or who didn't wash their dishes and stuff like that. But you guys may be arguing over what song makes it on the next album, or, you know, what key to sing it in or something like that.
Yeah. So that's or who drives the car.
Who drives the car. Now, what is this tour going to be all about, speaking of traveling around? You're going throughout the United States, mm-hmm. and how long is the tour? For musicians, I guess you never stop touring, but
no. But this one is about halfway over. We've just started the second leg of this tour. So it's, I think, 34 shows total, mm-hmm. but it spans over almost 3 months. So mm-hmm. we left on March 9th, which was the day before we released Hourglass. And we've been to New York, drove all the way across the country to San Francisco to start the tour. So we made that drive in literally 3 days.
Yeah. Well, I hate to ask a cliche kind of question, but what's been the highlight for you so far with all two albums, two EPs? What's been, you know, the biggest moment so far?
Well, actually, I recently got a call to open up a show for Nick Jonas, who I think he's fantastic. And so that was one of the biggest crowds I've ever performed in front of. And it was so awesome.
Yeah.
Did he have a shirt on or off for the show?
I think the shirts came on as the show went on.
You've got to try that, Michael. The shirt comes off in the middle of the show. Emily Hearn is here. Now, Hourglass went up to, I think it was number 5 or 6 on the iTunes chart. Mm-hmm. So that's great. Congratulations. That's fantastic.
I mean, must be excited.
Yeah. I mean, and when you hear your songs on the radio now, what's the feeling? What do you feel when you hear yourself?
It's crazy. We heard a couple songs on the radio, and we've also had a couple of songs show up in TV shows, which is almost even more surreal because you're watching a popular TV show knowing that other people are watching it, and then your song defines a moment.
Right.
We actually had the song that we might play you guys next, in the TV show called Jane the Virgin. It's on the CW, and it was in this big breakup scene. And so people were commenting on my YouTube for days. I think she should be with him. I think she should be with him. So it was funny.
One day you're going to tune into Grey's Anatomy, and there you are.
I think that's actually the dream. That's the
goal, huh? Stitch him up. Oh, here's a little Emily Hearn.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Well, if you wouldn't mind doing another song, we would love to have.
Absolutely.
Of course.
What's this called?
This one's called Volcano.
And what's the inspiration?
This is actually one of those songs, like I was telling you earlier, that we sat down with a friend of ours and we wrote from a separate inspiration. So we wrote a song about heartbreak and about losing someone that's important to you. So it's a little bit of a heavy moment on the record.
Okay, Emily Hearn.
It's one of my favorites. It's like a natural disaster. We were fire and hope, now we're ashes and smoke. Love burned out slow, like a volcano, a volcano, volcano. Like a volcano.
gorgeous. Absolutely beautiful. Emily Hearn on Border Crossings. And so now you're living in a small town and you recorded some of the album in New York. Are you getting any pressure to move to New York or Los Angeles, the bigger city, now that you want to, you know, really dive in there and pursue this 100%?
There's always thoughts about that. And even Nashville is a great place to move. But we, in our experience, it's been the best case for us to tour because, I mean, we're gone most of the year and then have a really low-key place to settle down where we feel very at home and there's no work pressure for, you know, a couple of weeks out of the year. So Athens, Georgia has been really, really good to
good
us.
Good place to escape, too, from all the hustle and bustle. Well, thank you guys for coming on the show. Where can people get your album? How can they reach out and touch you if they want to find you on social media?
Yes, this is a great time to come out and see a show because we're really busy traveling pretty much everywhere. So check out our tour schedule on emilyhearn.com. And you can find us on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and all that. So it's just all at Emily Hearn.
And while you're sitting there watching the show, if you're wondering, is that Bill Murray sitting next to me? It might be. But thank you guys for coming on the program.
Well, thanks for having us.
Hourglass is the name of the album. It's Emily Hearn. She's been our guest today. I'm Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings.
Hey, I'm Taylor Swift, and you're listening to Larry London on The Voice of America.
You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color, and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, bet you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.
Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Thank you.
It's Border Crossings, one of the greats from the mid-80s. We are the world, USA for Africa, a request from Daughtry, who's listening to Border Crossings, and also a request from Aditha Pratika in India, and both of them had bigger things on their mind when they picked that song to play, because they're thinking about the news headlines, as most of us are these days. So they both had asked me to play them for respective parts of the world who've endured some difficult situations as of late. For example, Ethiopia recently with the tragic killings going on there. Also, India, Nepal, places around the world that are suffering. And I'm going to add to that list myself. I'm going to add Baltimore. Baltimore, Maryland, right down the street, which currently is enduring a very, very difficult time in view of recent events in the news. But thank you both for those requests. It's Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. We started off the show, by the way, with a request from Desiree Silvera for Kelly Clarkson. Desiree and Savio listened to us in Kuwait, Edwina in Sierra Leone. Also wanted Kelly Clarkson Stronger. It's Border Crossings. Today is a special day in the life of Duke Ellington. Edward Duke Ellington, born on this day in 1899, as a matter of fact, 1899, April 29th. Born here in Washington, D.C., not only called a jazz legend, an American music legend. And so we remember the late, great Duke Ellington and one of his pieces of music. Let's listen to this for just a second here. Oh, I love it. All right, that's the late, great Duke Ellington. Happy birthday, Duke. This is Border Crossings, and we continue now with a request for a Luke Bryan song. This request was from Saidu Muhammad Ali.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate. Tan leg swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup. Talking over the speakers in the back of that truck, she jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night. Like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out. And she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. I'd have gave that DJ my last dime if he would have played it just one more time. But a little while later, we were sitting in the drive in my truck. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool. AM, FM, XM, too. But I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night. Was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night kiss, and I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. The next Friday night, we were sitting out under the stars. You should have seen her smile. When I broke out my guitar, she was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I want to dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a good night. She said, play it.
Ryan, right here on Border Crossings for Saidu Muhammad Ali. And everybody tuned in to Border Crossings in Nigeria, I thank you for listening to our show. And I also want to go through our Facebook friends who are also tuned in. Very important to acknowledge the Facebook gang. Augustino is listening to Border Crossings and said, say hello to the guests. So I pass along your regards to Emily Hearn before she split. But thank you, Augustino, for sending in that message and for tuning in to Border Crossings, where you can always hear your favorite requests and dedications. And also, Jacob is listening in Nigeria, and he checked in with us as well. So thank you, too, sir. It's a pleasure to hear from you. Looking here at the list of recent Facebook fans or likes of our page, I would like to acknowledge Natty Man, Adana Kush, Shema Madi, Robel Debebe, Gaziko Folific Boli, Nati Breeza, and let's see, Fisha Yamane and Maggie Morgan. And we have a listener who tuned in and wrote in Hebrew alphabet that I can't read. So, but I'll try and translate it, but it's Hebrew alphabet. And if I can, I will. So thank you for your message as well. On Border Crossings, I'm Larry London. I wanted to take a second here to acknowledge the passing of a singer that created a song in the 60s. His name is Jack Eli. And he created a song and a group known as the Kingsmen. And we all know this song. Jack Eli has passed away. He died at the age of 71. And this was the most famous and famous song from the Kingsmen called Louie Louie. Crossings, let's go! And the Kingsmen and the passing of Jack Ellie, who died at age 71, from the group The Kingsmen. I'm Larry London. Thank you very much for listening again. I want to send out a thank you to Emily Hearn, who joined us on our Border Crossings program today for the first half of the show, promoting the new album Hourglass. If you missed the interview, you can hear it on our archive files. Go to voanews.com and click on Programs, Radio, Border Crossings. And that's where you'll find our guest and our interview and her performance today. Emily Hearn, sounding great. Lovely young lady. So please do check it out online, and it should be posted in about an hour. I did find the name of that listener who wrote in Hebrew. His name is Eli Cohen. So thank you, Eli Cohen, for checking out Border Crossings and for sending in your message and liking our show. It's great to have you with us as well. I do want to remind you that coming up on Monday, we start to give away the Now 54 CD. This is the last week of April, and May is here Friday, but we're going to start our giveaway on Monday show. And all throughout the month of May, we've got the Now 54 CD giveaway, which includes Taylor Swift, Fall Out Boy, Maroon 5, Pitbull, Ariana Grande, Walk the Moon, Nick Jonas, Calvin Harris, and many more. And that's on Monday's show. And all you have to do is enter to win. Send an email to bordercrossings@voa.gov or enter on Facebook or Twitter and include your postal mailing address so we don't have to hunt you down to find out where we need to mail the CD to. Thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. Thanks again to Emily Hearn. Thanks to Vince and to Suleiman, our engineer. And thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings is heard here on the VOA1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.